Kevin Casey now joins us to have a look at this Rosehill meeting. Kev, there's a few scratchings and a heavy 10. How have you worked out this meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, well, I hope it goes ahead. It's probably looking a little tenuous. We've had a few of those lately, Gareth. Those meetings. And really, I mean, it's the festival, the highlight race today is the key lead up to the Villiers, which is in a fortnight. So they'd want to run that if this meeting's called off, because the Villiers was now worth $750,000. The Villiers, it's always been a good race, but I think they'd want to give the horses some sort of lead up. So we'll see how things pan out throughout the morning. But look, I'm with Brookspire as my best late in the day, race 9, number 4. But she's, I think, a quality mare. I don't think we've seen the best of her yet. She's won 3 from 8. It resumed back in August. She's only off a little break here with a heavy track win, beating a wet tracker, and she just ran away from them that day. So I think she's trialled well enough to suggest that she's nicely suited today. It was a heavy 8 that she won on back in August. This was heavy 10, but still, I'm putting my trust in her. Hope we get that far. Race 9, number 4, Brookspire. And in the feature, I think Brutality's beautifully set up here. Race 8, number 13, third up today, and coming through benchmark races and has started big odds in those races, but they've been on dry. He is a horse that tends to get back, but I think he can set up pretty well here. He's at Rose Hill, a track that he does enjoy. He loves the wet. Wet's his go. He's only ever won. He's won 5 races, all on soft and heavy, so I think he's something a little better value that looks a great chance. Race 8, number 13. So, the quality numbers, we'll give them to you. First leg, 1, 2, 8, and 10. The second leg, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 13. Just 2 and 4 in the third leg. And we'll finish off with 12, 15, and 16. But we will listen and watch closely throughout the morning, Gareth.
Good on you, Kev. Good punt.
Thank you. Cheers.
There's Kevin Casey there.
rsn.net.au, your home of tips, news and racing views.
The Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
Good morning to Edward Kennett.
Gareth Hall, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. Heavy 10 there at Rose Hill. Are you going to play?
Oh, sort of not really. Not in a big way at all, Gareth, wouldn't suspect. But I think, look, everyone would have heard enough about Rose Hill today, I'm sure, without going through it. But, look, we've been doing really well for you, but I think it's time just to have a half bet this week. And,
okay.
You know, I've just got to do it like that, Gareth, because, I mean, when you break some of these races down, you're second-guessing what's going to happen. You can only use your experience in previous events, and when it's been heavy like this, and I know when it gets really heavy there, it gets really sticky heavy, which is not good. Originally, what I wanted to do was find something that was really fit, you know, the obvious up on pace with a good rider, suited to the conditions. I've gone close to that, but the fitness score, I'm not 100% sure about. Race 8, Festival Stakes, number 2, Bandersnatch is the one I'm talking about. I think it'll, there's no doubt in my mind it'll lead here. Ellsberg will be handy with it. Pandano might be the one that could spring a bit of a surprise and come across some 10 and either race outside the lead. I've known this horse before to even go forward and try and lead. But one thing about Bandersnatch, if you ever looked at this horse go around on heavy tracks, it's one of those horses that just scrapes across the top of the grass, Gareth. It's a beautiful action, and it does it really, really comfortably, really comfortably. So on the basis that the price is now around $7 and it's going to lead, you know, I've seen it race really, really well on the heavy, and, you know, this distance of 1,500 is exactly what it wants, you know. I wouldn't really want 1,600. Now, 1,500's magnificent, so we'll go race 8, number 2, Bandersnatch. We'll just half stake it. I'm not going to make a strategy in the race because I just think it's too hard to quantify every runner. So, yeah, that'll do us. And that follows on from, I think we found you an $8 or $7 winner last week. So
it was
we could do it again. but it's not highly probable, but it's reasonable.
What about at Caulfield? What do you think of this meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, I like Festival Dance. I was listening to your show this morning. Yep. Warren and Dean were very
young. We appreciate that, Ed. Great to have your company. It's an honour.
Anyway, Festival Dancer, yeah, I thought it was a very good chance today.
All right, then. Gee, she's come a long way. She, as Dino pointed out, she's really hit her straps late in the latter part of her career today. She was a slow beginner.
Yeah, well, you know, normally what I look at too, Gareth, when a horse has been, like, through as much of its preparation as it's been through, you tend to sort of shy away from them, but I can't. I just can't do it here. I know it's a favourite. I get that. I think it'll towel them up, to be honest. I really do.
So Festival Dancer race 6, number 12 there in the Sandown Guineas. Always a pleasure, Ed. Enjoy your day and good punting.
See you, G-Man. Bye, mate.
There's Edward Kennett there. And Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Open up Red Belly Live on your mobile or PC and bet like a pro with the day's strategies right at your fingertips. These are ratings for the experienced punter who demands supreme quality. You have to see the results for yourself, so why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? They've got a terrific new app, a wonderful new website at redbellysports.com.au.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
The feature race around the country this afternoon is the Group 1 Winterbottom Stakes. For the sprinters, a wait for age there. Cross there at Ascot. And Pete Anthonis joins us now to preview this card. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, good morning to you, Gareth.
Listening to Dean Lester as well this morning with the Melbourne Form panel, I asked him the question about the Winterbottom and he agrees with you. He's just in the zone at the moment, Elite Street, and he's at $2.50. They're backing the stablemate Wilcino, but every time you look or you try and work out this race, you just have to come back to Elite Street, don't you, from that draw?
Yeah, you really do from the map. You just have to think that all these horses drawn wide that sit on speed aren't just going to let Wilcino just lead and dictate. And even if they do, it still needs to find one length sitting on speed to somehow beat Elite Street. Look, a lot of it will come down to how the track's playing. I expect it'll play pretty fair. But if for whatever reason there is a mad on-pace bias, I think that's the only way that Wilcino can really beat Elite Street. This horse is just absolutely flying. It'd have to basically not turn up on the day. If it does what it's done over the last three starts, Elite Street should win.
Let's hear from Dan Morton, first of all, with his favourite Elite Street.
It's probably not a bad gate for him. He tends to settle off the speed a little bit. I'd have been nervous had he drawn, you know, too close in. But, I think from there, he's obviously probably going to be a little bit deep. But if he can get a good drag into the race, then he should be competitive.
And now let's hear what he has to say about Wilcino, of course, the second favourite for the Winterbottom.
He's obviously in a good vein of form himself. And, like you say, coming through the same sort of grades as he did last year, so she's got to elevate herself into that sort of high pressure race. But her asset is she goes forward and keeps herself out of trouble, and she's got a pretty high end speed, so all things being equal, she should be there for a fair way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how she goes. I know that she caught pressure and she ran time over the 1200 metres there the other day, Wilcino, Pete, but this is another test, a different type of pressure for her, you would imagine, from that inside gate.
Yeah, look, it really is. She doesn't have a Zeeble or a Mervyn this time to basically set the pace for her. You've got Money Matters, Long Beach, Indian Pacific, Karakapo, Red Can Man, and with the possibility of others. They will all be settling forward, and if that's the case, then Wilcino, Chris Barnum has to make a call pretty early. Is he leading on this horse, or is he going to hand up? I think if he hands up, just lands himself in a world of pain and sets it right up for Elite Street. If he dictates the race, it's his only chance of winning.
All right, Danny, is that a play for you, Elite Street, the 250?
Look, it's borderline. I'd probably want 260, 270 plus with a positive confirmation of how the track's playing. So look, we're not too far away, but at this stage, I'm prepared to basically wait and see.
And gut feel, sometimes that track, with the wind conditions, it can play leaderish in the early part of the meeting, and then the swoopers are suited at the latter stages of the meeting.
Yeah, we've seen the last couple of weeks that it's been quite hot and there hasn't actually been too much wind coming in, so the actual southwesterly forecast just doesn't eventuate. I'm anticipating that's probably the way that it will end up playing today. rail 6 metres for the 1200 and below, so those shoot races can often favour the horses settling on speed, but there's going to be a genuine tempo here. I really can't see it being a slowly run race.
All right, Dan, what about your specials outside of the winter bottom?
Yeah, just got to find them. We'll go back to race 3. Look, Resortman, I think, has trialled really well. It's trialled twice and has had a little setback since we last saw the horse gallop, which was 280 days ago. But for me, Secret Plan's just short enough. Look, I know it and Triple Missile, they come through a couple of the similar form races of late behind Mulcino, but look, for me, Resortman at his best, he's actually not too far away from these. And we've seen the horse, it's been a first-up specialist over the last couple of seasons. Last preparation, when it ran first up, it drew wide. They took it back to last. You can almost put a line through that. And then won really well second up. I think we're just getting a really good price about a horse that's very solid, gets Chris Parnham on board. And look, Mervyn will be in the race to basically set a genuine tempo for it. So for me, I think it's a good price to find out if the horse is actually at its best. And there's something about Michael Lane's stable. I think it's just come back into really good form after a lean, probably 6 months or so.
So Resortman there, at least when you've got a horse like Mervyn in the race, you know if they're fit or not.
Absolutely. And look, the way that it was ridden in both trials, it suggests to me that Resortman, he is a bit of a gross horse himself, but I suspect he's actually going really well. Just he was ridden quite in both of those trials. So looking forward to seeing him return today.
Are we having another bet?
Yeah, for sure. In the last, look, Apple Schnapps was enormous there, first start for the Ganjemi team. But I just can't go past Laurentino here. I think he matched so well for this race. His figures have been outstanding. He won in similar fashion last preparation. He's got great track and distance stats. And again, just setting into the race, I think Holly Watson can take her time with this horse. She can settle it in the breeze. She can keep pushing on towards the front. I don't think it matters. He's just going well enough as a 8-year-old, I think he is now. He's going well enough that we just have to simply have a bet here. So whatever price is available, I think $6.50 was there as of last night. More than happy to have a play at those odds.
You can still get $6, Pete. We're about to catch up with Michael Ganjemi. What a story, Rock Magic. He bows out today. He's a 12-year-old. He's had the 62 starts for 16 wins, and I think he's earned around $1.7 million for the Ganjemi since he arrived in Perth. Each and every carnival, whether it's in the autumn or early part of the winter or in the spring, he turns up and he's just been a wonderful warrior for not only the Ganjemis, but I think the entire WA racing fraternity.
Yeah, exactly right. He ran an enormous race there at Moonee Valley one night in the Group 1. And look, he's a must include if you're playing novelties and trifectas first fours. He just doesn't ever seem to run poorly. And look, I'm sure it'll be quite emotional for the camp there today. But I think there'll be a few punters as well who have backed him over the years who will be having something on sentimentally.
100%. He's been one of my favourites watching from afar. And when I was in the West, good on you, Pete. Good luck.
Go well, Gareth.
There's Pete Anthonis there. And Michael Ganjemi joins us here on RSN Saturday Race Day. I know he's a busy man at Belmont doing fast work as we speak. Thanks for your time, Michael, on a busy Saturday morning. How are you feeling when you woke up and you probably went out and saw Rock Magic and you said, mate, this is our final dance? What was it like?
Yeah, mate. Good morning, buddy. It's a bit of a strange feeling. Normally you retire a horse on the back of poor form or injury. To have a horse like he's in the nick he's in at the moment and the way he's working and he still loves to do it, it's pretty hard to retire, but he's done more than enough and his time's come.
Loved the video that you posted on your social media platforms in his final track gallop on Tuesday when he has this ritual where he heads out, just before he heads out on the track, he stands still and looks around like he's got this aura about him.
Yeah, mate, he's got a bit of a Conor McGregor stance as he's walking out to the track and then he's got the Conor McGregor swagger coming off the track. So he knows he's good and, you know, he just loves what he does.
Explain how special this journey has been.
Oh, mate, we would never have dreamt that, you know, we'd have a horse race at the elite level for 8 years. You know, it's just a thrill to have a horse in these big races, but to have one so competitive for so long and take us on a journey to Melbourne and Sydney and all the feature races, he's raced in Newmarkets, Lightnings, Manicados. It's just been a great thrill for everyone and we've just enjoyed the ride.
Can you believe his popularity? What he means to people?
Yeah, mate. You know, it's starting to really hit home now when a lot of lovely comments are going on social media and a lot of people wishing him all the best. Yeah, it really starts to hit home what he means to everyone. We know what he means to us, but, you know, when you consider all the people that have followed him over the years, and I think everyone's just so proud that he just gives his all every time he steps on that track.
He's been a remarkable horse. I know that it was one of your toughest times in the industry when you thought you lost him a few years back.
Yeah, mate, I think that was about as a 9-year-old. So, you know, we thought we'd lost him full stop. And, you know, for him to come back from that when we, you know, we operated and ended up saving him with some damage to his knee. And when we put him in the paddock, you could tell he wasn't done yet. He wanted to come back. And he's since come back and won a Northern Stakes and been placed twice at Group 1 level.
Kenny, what can he do today? Can he win?
Mate, I wouldn't put anything past. I would not put anything past this horse. If he gets the right run in transit and a bit of luck, there'll be no reason why he's not going to be right in the finish again, because he's just going to pin his ears back like he does every time he steps on that track and give us everything.
Money Matters in Long Beach, also in the Winterbottom Stakes. Your thoughts there?
Mate, Money will be less stride. He'll be up on the speed and he's tough as nails. So I expect him to, you know, improve on his last start. And Long Beach was huge the other day, 3 deep outside the speed and boxed on to run third in the main lead-up. So he's drawn a better gate, and if he can get some covering behind him, he can hit the line at good odds too.
It's been a great race for your stable, the Winterbottom Stakes. I'll never forget when I was first in WA, and I think you ran a place. I forgot the horse's name. It might have been Rocky. But
no, it was Durendal, mate.
Yeah, Durendal. And I went over to you guys thinking you were the connections of the winner that year. You were celebrating that hard. So I'd hate to see if... Well, I'd love to see what you'd be doing if Rocky wins. They won't probably run the next race because you'll be still partying in the mounting yard. But I wish you the best of luck there, mate. What about in the third race? You'll saddle up a horse by the name of Charge that's at a big price second up.
Yeah, mate, his first up run was really good. He drops 9 kilos on that. He's a free-rolling, front-running type, and that's what he'll be doing today. He found the 1,000 a little bit sharp, but he should find the front today over the 1,200 and hopefully be hard to run down.
Can the Fugazi defeat or cause an upset and get over the top or hold off that God has chosen, which is the $1.70 favourite in race 5?
Yeah, mate, look, the favourite's a really nice horse, but look, our bloke's first 2 runs were super, and the other day it all just went pear-shaped when he was in the mounting enclosure doing laps for half an hour, and he's a pretty warm and warm horse, and he really just cooked himself that day. So put a line through that, I actually think he's our best of the day.
All right, then. That's a good push, $8 each way. And what about Apple Snaps? Was impressive first up for your yard, dominating on speed. Can Apple Snaps do it again?
Oh, he was a pleasant surprise the other day. He was only a recent purchase, so... A lot of the owners got their purchase price back in one hit, which was great. And look, he's drawn a bit sticky, and if JJ can weave some magic and get to the front or outside the leader, I think he'll give a sight as well in the last.
Congratulations, mate. It's a great story. Well done to your brother Chris and your father Johnny. Terrific racing family in the West, but Rock Magic, he's been some story. Love the way that you've shared his story throughout his great career. And I know your entire team love him as well, like his family. So enjoy the moment. I know it will be an emotional day.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate all the support from everyone. Cheers,
there
buddy.
There's Michael Ganjami there, racing at Morpheville today. Cozzy, track conditions and also the scratchings there.
Now, the rails, too, it's fine, a good 4, and a total of 25 of them out. Race 1, take out 1, Baldinho. Number 1, race 2, pull out 3, Tolkien, and 7, Smiling from Above. 3 and 7. Third event, scratch 5, Telekinesis, and 10, Bamyan Buddha. 5 and 10. The 4th, take out number 3, Adelaide. Number 3. The 5th, pull out 12, Harndorf, number 12. Race 6, scratch 4, Coup de Tonnerre, number 11, Bellini Boy, and 12, Persian Empire, 4, 11, and 12. Race 7, take out 6, Montepulciano, number 7, Zancada, and 9, Puissance de Soleil, that's 6, 7, and 9. Race 8, pull out 4, He's a Bolter, 9, Night Raid, 10, Gem of Scotland, and 19, Hardy Lass, 4, 9, 10, and 19. And race 9, put a line through 3, Damascus Moment, 7, Oakfield Geronimo, 8, Written in History, 9, Apsara, 10, Sandbuck, 11, Lady Simone, 13, Exalted Gold, and 18, Dasculia. That's 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 18, and there are no late scratchings there.
Nadia Horn joins us now to preview this card. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there in Adelaide this afternoon?
I like Ramos 5, number 1, Hypercane. He's had the 2 runs back now this prep. He ran very good closing sectionals at his last start. Gets a 3-kilo claim. He's likely to sort of probably a little bit worse than midfield, but he's at a track, obviously, being his home course that he likes, and he's drawn to get plenty of room, and Alana Kelly's got good options with him. So race 5, number 1, is the first of the specials. I do think the stablemate in race 6 represents really good value, number 6, Al Carney. He's at three runs back. He was another who was a noted good closer last time out. Alana Kelly also takes the ride here. We'll get him with only the 51.5 kilos and does map to a really good position, probably settling fourth, fifth in the run. Now, they did bet $9.50 this morning, now into $7, so there has been very good support for our Carney, and I'd say that'll continue to flow through the morning. That's race six, number six. And the best bet on the program comes up in race nine. I do think that number six, Sidearm, is very well placed. It had the best 200-metre last split at his debut for the stable. He's 4 weeks between runs, but he's suited here on what looks to be a really strong tempo, that they are going to run along at a pretty good clip, and he's going to be able to blend into the race at the right time. Big track sort of works in his favour. So those three good things, race five, the one, race six, the six, and race nine, number six. And for the quaddie takers, we go 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, the first leg, 2, 4, 8 in the second, 6, 8, and 15 in the third leg, and 2 and 6 in the last.
Good luck, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
They're racing at Yarra Valley today. Cozzy, let's have a look at the scratchings and the track conditions there.
Overcast, rails 2 the entire circuit. Good 4, the Penno 5.66, and a total of 28 of them out. Race 1, pull out 1, Ginger Creek. 9, Good Life Diva. 11, Little Miss Rich. And 12, Rapid Ruby. 1, 9, 11 and 12. Second event, pull out number 6, Ultra Instinct. 9, Bring Time. And 12, Super League. 6, 9 and 12. Third, put a line through 2, Gregor, and 4, Raid the Bar, 2 and 4. Race 4, scratch number 7, Devalion, 11, Dancing with Fire, and 14, Mr. Drew, 7, 11, 14. Race 5, you can put a line through number 4, Vitesse Breeze, 8, Pindy Pride, 9, Moss Job, and 14, Aristobo, 4, 8, 9, and 14. The 6th, scratch 7, Bush Christmas, and 14, Diplomatic Miss, 7 and 14. Race 7, take out 3 Art Dealer, 4 Eastern Pegasus, number 9 Pescogen, and 11 Bromelia, 3, 7, 9, and 11. And the 8th event, take out number 10 at Sarah, 12 Hello Sweetheart, 13 Rye Boy, 14 Who Shot Who, and 15 Divine Wit, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's one late scratching, 7:37 this morning in race 2, number 15, Class Action. 15 came out of the second.
Good on you, Cozzy. Thanks for that. If you're just joining us, no Queensland preview today because that meeting, their feature meeting on the Gold Coast, has been abandoned due to the weather there and the track conditions. Harry White joins us to preview the quaddie legs at Yarra Valley. Scratch the 4, as Cozzy pointed out, along with the 6 and 9, along with the 14. We've got Battaglia at $3.20, Censored at $9, Golden Banner at $3.90, Judge Genie at $6, Without Excuse at $9.50 here. Harry, what are you doing in the opening leg of the quaddie, which is race 5?
We will stick with Battaglia. I was ridden upside down last start, then got held up, never got a crack at them. So Will Gordon jumps back aboard after winning on him 2 back. Go forward this time and probably wins. Golden Banner, maiden winner last start. With good prior form, but just seems to prefer wet ground. Censored, best horse in the race on paper, but gets right back in running, which isn't usually good for this sort of track. And Judge Janine, back in grade, will be prominent in the run. Next best in the quaddie, 1, 3, 2, 7.
Restricted 58s, race 6 over the 1,200 metres. Burton Street, looking for back-to-back victories, is the $2.50 favourite. Morser at $4.80. Then we go down to Xingyun at $6.50. And those are the horses basically under double figures. Lucky Rockstar's a $10 chance, Harry.
Yeah, we'll go with Burton Street. Gareth, coming off that dominant maiden win last start, I think just wins again, and the market reflects that. Form behind Ridlero 2 back, who subsequently won. That obviously reads very well too. Mauser only been beaten by a combined length in 2 runs this prep, so seemingly has his hoof on the till. Elmore Ladd has a woeful first up record, but has jumped out well. I think can prove competitive and can run a race. So I'm putting into my quaddie Mystery Diamond, best at odds again, chucking into my quaddie as well. 2, 3, 5, 8.
2, 3, 5, and 8. What price do you think Burton Street should be?
I'm not sure. I think that it might have trimmed up. So I'm happy to take 260, you said?
Yep, around that 250.
Yep, I think that that's very, very right. Fair in this sort of race.
Race 7, restricted 58 over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 3 and the 4, along with the 9 and 11. We've got Hit the Moon at $10. Swift Hits, the favourite at $4. Ping Ping, a $4.40 chance. Rudy Rude at $7. First Watch at $8.50. Maniba at $4.40 chance here. And then Ryan's Girl is also given a chance at $9 here, Harry.
Yeah, this is a race that I don't really want to be a part of, Gareth. I'll go with the favourite, Swift Hit, will lead, so we won't die wondering. Form around him solid enough, but can be weak late at the back end of 1,200 metres and concussion plates on. So, as I mentioned, low confidence race. Manemba and Ping Ping, they were in the Quinella last time out at Mowi. I thought they looked to be the other key hopes, and then maybe Rudy Rude will be finishing off late, but again, not really ideal for Yarra Valley. 2, 8, 5, 6.
And in race number 8, restricted 58 over the 1,000. Scratchings are the 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15. We have Runner Mingo at $3.20. Tester Princess, $6. Ultra Smart at $2.60. Tantalizer at $9.50. Here, Harry.
We saved the best for last, Gareth. As long as she doesn't get a mile back in the run, which I don't think she will. I don't know how they beat Ultra Smart. Concede she's a bit of a perennial place getter, but coming off a good run in a benchmark 64 at Mornington, it's a 0 to 58 at Yarra Valley. Like, come on. Run Amigo into the quarter for insurance. Adelaide form is solid enough for a race like this. Tester Princess looks a lock for third. The market agrees with that. And then maybe I'm still standing a wider exotics hope. 5, 2, 4, 3.
Your best and quaddy numbers once again, please, mate.
Best, race 8, number 5, Ultra Smart. Value, race 2, number 4, She's Original at around $7. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 3, 7. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, 8. Third leg, 2, 5, 8. Trim up the last leg with numbers 2 and 5 only. Play of the day, we will go all up race 5, number 1, Battaglia into race 6, number 2, Burton Street.
What's your best at Caulfield?
Decent rain. Could have gone to the Guineas, opted to stay at 1,400 against the girls. I think that horse will prove very, very hard to beat.
Good on you, Harry. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Gareth. You too.
There's Harry White joining us there to preview Yarra Valley this afternoon, and he's best at Caulfield, race 3, number 1, Decent Rain. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll preview Melton in the trots. Also take a look at the Inter-Dominion heats. Josh Aiken will be our special guest, and then Georgie Ferrugia will have a look at the Meadows tonight.
Who's S&W?
Racing fraternity with the heats of the sport's biggest race, the Inter-Dominion, and it starts up there in Sydney at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Josh Aiken and the Aiken family will play a major part in this year's series, and Josh Aiken's been good enough to join us here this morning on RSN Saturday Race Day. G'day, Josh.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. We might start with your runners, however, at Melton first of all. Sir Leddick, he's in the claimer. He's performed really well in these races before. How do you think he'll go tonight from a second row draw?
Yeah, I think he'll go really well. The second row draw suits him. He's better off not doing too much early. And, he's proven in these claimers that, he's probably the one to beat. So he'll appreciate getting back to that class.
Let's Rock, Let's Roll in race 7.
Yeah, he's sort of over the odds, I think. If Bailey can do not too much work with him and find a helmet, he's a really dangerous horse on his night. He's sort of... Some nights he does disappoint you, but when he's on, he's probably as good a sit sprint horse as we have.
And what about Brevity in race 8?
Yeah, tricky draw. Very tricky draw and a tricky race. And you obviously have to respect the favour in that. He's been better his last two starts. He has been a lot better. But an awkward draw and, not a pretty handy field.
All right, then Reactor now represents your stable in the first heat of the Inter-Dominion. He gets a second row draw.
Yeah, perfect. Inside the back. I love our Uncle Sam, so very happy to follow him. Hopefully 3 fence, 4 fence, and I'd say that'll be a pretty quick last half. So, happy to be on the fence from the get-go.
Max Delight's a big Victorian chance in this year's Inter-Dominion. He's the Victoria Cup winner, defeating the favourite for the Inter-Dominion, King of Swing. How is he ahead of his first heat? And he's drawn the second row as well.
Yeah, he seems really well. We freshened him up from his last start and seems really healthy and happy and fit. And once again, back row draw, but with the longer distance and, following a couple of nice horses off the back there, Puppet should be able to manage his way around that one.
And I think Malcolm's Rhythm's been disrespected in the market here in the third heat of the Inter-Dominion.
Yeah, he kind of flies under the radar a little bit. He really loves the Country Cup distance at home. He loves that once they get out towards a mile and a half. And so I think this heat will suit him, and fingers crossed we can get through to that final. But yeah, comes out of four. Hopefully just get a nice spot. Don't do too much with him, and he's always finishing strong, and yeah, loves that distance.
And out of Baron Crescent in the second heat of the Trotters Enter Dominion race number 9, Josh.
She's going really well. Had an awesome season, and she's just blessed with that little bit of gate speed. Hopefully we can get ourselves into a handy spot, follow one of the better horses, and yeah, she's always kind of over the odds as well. I say to the boys every week, she's my best each way bet. If you keep following her, you probably will end up in front at the end of the year.
All right, mate, each way, Aldebaran Crescent. I think it's a place all up for Jay Aiken tonight. Malcolm's Rhythm into Aldebaran Crescent. That'll do us.
Sounds good, mate. Have a good weekend.
Good luck, Joshy. There's Josh Aiken there. Best at Melton for me. It's a tough night. There's so many chances. I think that Jillaby Sylvester, it's $1.55, but he'll be mighty hard to beat. I think the best value might be in the claimer, Ample Power, and that $17 quote. I think he can find the fence, and from there, he shouldn't be far away in a really good claiming race. Georgie Ferrugia joins us, and just with the Inter Dominion, you can have an all-up King of Swing into Alta Orlando, the place, into Malcolm's Rhythm, the place, into Aldebaran Crescent, the place. I think it's around $18 for that all up. Georgie Ferrugia, hello to you. What about that Melbourne Cup last night? Well done to the Gill family. Their second Tab Melbourne Cup and Go Plans. He wins it at the start, and he wins the biggest race at the start there last night.
Yeah, they look up on their mantelpiece, Gareth, and they see two Melbourne Cups. And not only that, Gareth, they bred both greyhounds, which I think is really, really impressive. And look, Koblenz did what he needed to do. He jumped to the front. We were all worried about what Aussie Secret was going to, whether he was going to hit him, but he led, and that was one of the scenarios we spoke about, Gareth. If Koblenz was able to get to the front and lead, then all of a sudden he was going to be off and gone when there was trouble behind him. La La Shim, very, very brave, as was Quinton Bale.
And that's the thing with Koblenz. In a match race, he probably only gets defeated by most of those greyhounds that he competed against last night. But in a field of eight, with his brilliant beginning, with his brilliant speed from the boxes, if there's trouble behind him, like there was a little bit with Ashton Rupee last night, he's hard to beat. He goes 29.40, and most times he gets the job done in an eight-dog field.
Yeah, he does. And as we know, Gareth, 29.40 is a good run, but when you compare it to what Ashton Rupee can run there, it's you know, it's not as quick, but he's got the right habit. So that's the difference. Surely now, Gareth, a Phoenix slot awaits for Koblenz.
Yeah, I think he'll get snapped up, and that decision won't be far away there. So he'll take over that Sports Entertainment Network slot there for Troy Little and his team. Hey, Georgie and Gypsy, why? Oh, just quickly, Ashton Rupee, I watched that run a couple of times. They don't go much bigger than what he did there last night in the Cup.
I've seen Ray Border, owner Ray Border, after the race. He said, can we run that race again? Because he's a greyhound that you know is going to give 110%. It was a massive run, you're right. And look, they probably want to take on Koblenz again and take him on in a Phoenix, which would be really, really interesting. And just quickly, Gareth, I thought the run of Gypsy Wiring was unbelievable. She turned the tables yesterday on Mapunga Ruby and a couple of other of her rivals. She led in the heat the week before and got run down fair and square. But her run was outstanding to win. And she's now a two-time Group 1 winner, Gareth. I mean, she's really putting a terrific record together. It was a very good night for Team Daly. Of course, they ran second with La La Kiwi and won the Bold Trees with Gypsy Wyong, with a greyhound bred from an English sire called Westmead Hawk, who was an absolute champion over there. So really, really good breeding program that Team Daly have got going on. They don't just get greyhounds from Paul Wheeler and the likes, or the Wheeler family. They're starting to breed some of their own with some very, very good results.
All right, how do we make some money tonight at the Meadows, Georgie?
Yeah, look, mate, I think it's really hard to go past Street Riot, race 11, number 2. Gareth, he's been knocking on the door with some very handy placings more recently, and including a second last start behind Hennessy. Now, we watched Hennessy just lead and win in that first race, Gareth. He was very, very impressive. He's also got form lines behind Berecki and Koblenz. So he goes into this race, Gareth, as one of those dogs that it's a dropping class, and he should be able to take advantage. Yes, he's $1.80, but that's fine. I think when we see something that we like, we're going to have a crack at it, and he's that tonight, Street Right. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 2, 3, 4, and 6, into 2, 3, and 5, into 1, 2, 3, and 5, into 2, 3, 6, and 8 to bring us home.
Looking forward to discussing all the action from last night on the thrill of the chase on 7, mate, from 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then, of course, with you, Georgie, on Monday, and especially on Off the Leash on Tuesday here on RSN 927 with us on RSN Central. Good on you, mate.
We'll talk then, mate.
Race